Rabbi Akiva in Paragimel Mishnah Chaf talks about a very critical component, very contemporary issue. And you know, we talk a lot about rights. And as Americans and as citizens of this country, the most important thing that often is underscored is our rights as Americans, our rights as people, our rights as members of a shul, our rights as members of a community. We have rights, and we have the right to do what we want to do. We don't have to do what we don't have to do. Whatever makes you comfortable, whatever makes you happy, those are rights that we have. And that's a concept that continues to affect our culture in one way or another. But rights are fine and good. But when rights are not coming with responsibility, that's a problem. When too often the word rights are used and responsibilities are waived, that's when we have issues. We have to follow more what our responsibilities are as Jews, as Americans, or whatever it may be. But too often we focus on the rights that we have and not enough on our responsibilities. And that Rabbi Akiva uses a very powerful mashal here in Mishnah Chaf to teach this point. And he notes that in the world of economics, we borrow, we have mortgages, we borrow money to buy a car, to do the gamut of responsibilities that we have. And the Mishnah tells us, Hakol nosun be'eravon, everything is given as a collateral and on a pledge. And it's up to us when we will repay. How will we repay? Hachanus psucha ve'chenveni makif ve'apinkas pasuach ve'yad koseves. The shop is open, the merchant extends credit, the ledger is open, and the hand records. Whoever wishes to borrow, let him come and borrow. We can borrow money as long as we have the ability potentially to repay. But the Mishnah concludes, V'agaboy machzirin tadir b'chol yom, v'nifrayim in adam midaito v'shalom midaito. The collectors make their rounds daily, monthly, weekly, and they take the payment from man, whether he knows it or not. It's up to us to make that payment. It's our responsibility. If we don't make good on that pledge, if we don't make good on our loan, there'll be effects. The car will have ramifications. The house will have ramifications. Things happen. We see them in the world of finance, in the world of economics. But what about in the spiritual world? There are also ramifications for actions. We need to be responsible. And when we're in a world where everything we've been given is given to us as a collateral, and we need to make good on the gift of life that's been given to us, what are we going to do? Are we paying back? Are we making good on the life that's been given to us? The neshama shnasata b'tahorubi, that we have to be lachzir b'lasi lava, that we're going to return at the end. Are we going to return it properly? Are we making good on the investment that God made in us? Are we repaying it monthly, yearly? And la'achar me'ev esrim shana. Are the Nifraim Mimenu, the Gabbai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to come around? He does it every week. He does it every day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks in yearly. Are we making good on that payment? You know, when you open the Torah and you start Sefer Bereishis, you see that the essence is just this, rights versus responsibilities. Adam HaRishon thought he had all the rights in the world. He was in Gan Eden, La'avdel L'shamer, it's up to him. But did he take responsibility when he was told, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra? And when he's questioned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does he say? Ha'isha shenasati imadi. And when Chava's questioned, she says it's the Nachash's fault. Everybody pushes off responsibility, and that continues to his children. When Cain kills Hevel, and Cain, God asks Cain, where's Hevel, Achicha? Hashomer Achi Anochi, do I know? Am I responsible for my brother? And the world continues, whether it's in Migdal Bovel, or the Dor HaFlug, or the Dor HaMabul. Not taking responsibilities for our actions, and the world corrodes and erodes and completely falls asunder. But it takes a man like Adam HaRishon to take responsibility. Al kola olam be'ever echad ve'avram be'ever acher. Why he's referred to as Avram HaEvri, because he was willing to stand up and to stand at the other bank of the river. And I'm going to take responsibility. Me, Bal Habira, who built this world? Who created the world? I know it's not the sun because the sun goes down. I know it's not the moon because the moon is not here in the day. It can't be the trees, the stars, anything in the cosmos. It has to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He took responsibility and taught that to others. And that continued. And that's who we are, B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and of course, Yehuda. When he sinned with Tamar, what does he teach us? Tzadka mimeni, she's correct. And that explained many mefarshim why we are called Yehudim. Jews are not called Yisrael, and we're called Yehudim. Because we come from Yehuda, and Yehuda is a person who admitted and acknowledged a mistake. And that's what we do as Jews. We take responsibilities. Yes, we have rights. But they must come with responsibility as Jews, as citizens, as religious Orthodox individuals, and as community members. We need to take responsibility more and more. And this is something that is beginning to be eroded and forgotten in this country. And it's affecting each and every single one of us because we think that we have rights. Yes, we do. But don't forget our responsibilities. We have responsibility to ourselves. We have responsibility to our family. We have responsibility to our community. We have responsibility to the broader community, to the world. And we have responsibility to Avinu Shebashamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven. We have to daven. We have to learn. We have to provide chesed to each other. And of course, tshuva teaches us such a responsibility that we have to take an accounting regularly, not to forget who we are and what we're doing or what we're supposed to do. And we check in regularly to make sure we are being responsible in any good workplace. In an office, there's accountabilities, there's check-in. We need to check in with ourselves spiritually. We need to make sure that we have a partner, a friend, a family member, that we're being responsible. That's what Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv is. It's a time to check in. How did we do from Shachris to Mincha? How do we do from Mincha to Ma'ariv? How do we do from Ma'ariv to Shachris? There's check-in points. It's achrayus, it's responsibility, as the Mishnah teaches us, Agaboy Machzirin Tadir, Bechol Yom, the Gabbai is going to go around. You're going to keep on getting the mortgage payment in the mail. You're going to keep on getting the credit card statement. Are you paying or are you not paying? And if you're not paying, there's going to be ramifications. There's something called foreclosure. There's something called credit card debt. We have to make sure that we're not in debt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that we're making sure to pay. V'hadin din emes v'akol mesukah l'su'uda. Rabbi Akiva finishes the Mishnah. The legal procedure is correct. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to mete out justice. But all is ready for the festive banquet. It's up to us to eat, when to eat, how to eat, and to wait for the Suda Shel Levyasan. If we take achrayus, if we take responsibility, we will be successful, we'll feel good about ourselves, just like every child wants to be told what to do and how to do it deep down. Even though they'll fight it and say, I want to be free, behefkera nichale. We know that every child, every student wants law and order, wants to know when to come to class, how to come to class, what to come to school with, when bedtime is, what time I have to come home. And mommy and daddy, even though I'm going to fight you, I know that I want a bedtime. I know I want a curfew because that means you care about me and you love me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us and loves us and gives us responsibility. And we need to know and recognize what our responsibilities are. It's the world of Torah. It's the world of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs sase, mitzvahs lo sase. Do good, don't do bad. It's up to us. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Be balei achrayus. Take responsibility when the world is forgetting how to take responsibility, is only focusing on rights. Let's wave the flag of responsibility. Have a great day.